Yes, dummy. You big dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Welcome back, everybody. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is when we take actual real news stories of actual real dumb people doing actual real dumb stuff, and then we vote on the dummiest. Yeah. By the way, Dan, there's one of the dummy sound cues, you know, the Fred sound cues that we have collected that we play after each dummy.
Mm-hmm.
One of them sounds like the beginning of that John Williams commercial where he talks about how cold his house was.
Ah.
Because he goes, yeah, I'm telling you, my house was cold. There's one of the sound effect. Do you remember the sound? I'm telling you, you're a big dummy. That he said. Every time I hear John Williams do that commercial, I think he's going to say, you're a dummy. But he doesn't. Dummy number one, dummy number one. Throw it! The demolition of a 174-foot-tall silo in Denmark went spectacularly wrong when the structure fell in the wrong direction and damaged a library. Video of the Friday demolition of the Vordingborg shows the charges being set off at the base of the silo to make it fall in a planned demolition. The incident takes a turn, however, when the silo tilts in a different direction than the one the demolition crew had planned on, and it lands on part of the building housing a library. Mayor Mikael Schmed said no injuries were reported, but it was a botched job.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You gotta bring home super dummy.
Dummy number two. A woman applying for a job at a New Hampshire county jail has been arrested because she was wanted on a charge in Maine. Police say Christina Heffs of Manchester applied for the job on Friday at the Hillsborough County Department of Corrections. Workers soon realized she was being sought after on theft-related offense in Maine. Heffs was taken into custody, taken to police headquarters. She was scheduled for arraignment on Monday. It's unknown if Heffs has a lawyer. No phone number for her can be found.
But if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. A woman concerned about Necco wafers being discontinued offered to trade her Honda Accord for some candy. Necco chief executive Michael McGee said in March that 395 workers could end up laid off if the company can't find a buyer, and the company, which was said to be making the colorful wafer since 1847, could close down by May. The news sent many Necco fans into a frenzy to stockpile their favorite candy. WholesalerCandyStore.com wrote in a blog post, Necco sales have spiked more than 50%. Necco wafers are up to 63%. Among them was Katie Samuels, 23, a Florida resident who had been eating the wafers since she was a child. Samuels attempted to strike an unusual deal with CandyStore.com. I offered to trade my 2003 Honda Accord for all of their stock, she told the Boston Globe. I knew it was kind of a silly thing to say, but I'm serious. I don't have much right now, so I was like, I've got this car, and I want all that candy, so maybe they'll consider it. CandyStore.com ultimately decided to pass on Samuels' offer. Samuels said she was able to buy 48 rolls of Necco wafers with her credit card. Necco wafers are not that good. Are people really freaking out about this? I heard, yeah. Why? Because they want to throw them in the toll booth? Is that why they want to do it? Because you can use Necco wafers? Well, nobody uses a toll booth anymore, right? You just drive through with your pass, right?
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. With Baltimore temperatures hovering around 40 degrees Fahrenheit, a naked jogger decided to take advantage of the warmer weather. The Baltimore Sun reports that the sight of the naked man jogging through downtown Baltimore jolted commuters during Monday's morning rush hour. Witnesses reported that the man didn't seem lost or confused. In addition to not having clothes, the man did not wear shoes, and he slowly trotted past a hospital and a courthouse. Baltimore police spokeswoman, Detective Nicole Monroe, says officers drove up the street in response to several 911 calls, but the man had disappeared, evading an indecent exposure charge.
Dummy. La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Police in Florida. There we go, Florida. Police in Florida said a clumsy burglar left the cash register behind after hitting his head. The Port St. Lucie Police Department said a patrol officer passed by Dixie Cream Donuts at 11:37 p.m. on Sunday. He noticed the front door of the business had been shattered. Security camera footage shows a man using a hammer to smash his way through the front door and rummaging around the store. Footage shows the man hitting his head on the door and a magazine stand, causing him to drop the cash register on his way out of the store. The burglar fled with a cash box and a bag, but he left the register behind. All right.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
All right. We have to break here, but we'll vote after the news. So we've got a recap of our dummies, and we'll vote for Dummy of the Week right after we take a break for the news, which is next. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower, and we are here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and my buddy and yours, the great Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive. Yeah. Fly Jams Friday coming up. Also, straight out of context, Nick D. Show Spies. But we got to wrap it up. We need to vote on the biggest dummy. You big dummy. So it's time to vote. We heard the stories. Let me give you the recap, and then we shall have our votes. Here we go. The first dummy, the construction crew that had a silo tip over onto a library. The woman who applied for a job in a jail despite being wanted for theft. The woman who tried to trade her car for wafers. The guy who went for a jog naked, and the robber who hit his head and dropped a cash register on the way out of store. So those are our five dummies. Let's start with you, Dan. Where do you like it?
Boy, might hear that next week. I am always a fan of people getting hit in the head.
Yeah.
That's always funny. I appreciate the fact that you know, they say that when you run, you should actually run barefoot because it's the most natural way to run.
Oh, okay.
Because your body corresponds properly to your foot hitting the ground, and sneakers offer a false sense of things. So I appreciate that the naked guy also went shoeless. but typically, from what I remember from economics, you can sell goods for money. And money can then be applied to other goods. So instead of just offering your car, you could sell your car and then use the money for your car to buy the Necco wafers.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I'm going to go three.
You're going to go with the Necco wafers lady. Okay. Because of the Necco wafers madness that took over. I don't really understand. Do you like Necco wafers, Dan?
They're fine. I mean,
yeah. Esmeralda, do you like Necco wafers?
I don't think I've ever had one.
Yeah.
You won't now, unless you got right? You're selling V's cars. Don't
they look like little cardboard circles?
Yeah, and people would use them to trick toll booths. They would throw them in the toll booths instead of quarters, and it would register. Necco wafers were, I'm not making that up. That's a real thing. People would use Necco wafers.
Oh, I believe it.
Instead of paying the tolls, they would use Necco wafers. They're not very, I mean, I don't think they're all that good. Remember when people went nuts when Twinkies, when they said, oh, there aren't going to be any more Twinkies? And people started buying Twinkies and then, like, selling them on eBay at ridiculous amounts of price. And then, like, a month later, there were Twinkies. All these morons spent hundreds of dollars on Twinkies. And then 2 months later, they could have just gone to the store or paid 50 cents for them or whatever. So, all right. So we got one vote for the Necco Wafers crazy lady with her car. Esmeralda, where are you going?
I have to go with the naked jogger.
Oh.
Because he had the... I can't even say it. He had the guts.
Oh, I see what you were going to say.
Yeah. He had the guts to run past, didn't he? Right, he ran past a police station,
a hospital, and a police station,
courthouse,
which is that's where you end up after you go to the police
station. Just like nothing's happening. Like, hello, everyone.
How's it going, everybody?
Lovely morning,
Baltimore. Just running around, waiting for McNulty to arrest me, put me in the same cell with Omar. All right. I got to go. I got to agree with Dan on this one. I got to go with the Necco wafers because it's just insane putting her car up. And I like your logic, Dan. I really didn't even think about that. You know, you sell your car and then buy the Necco wafers. And then she ended up using her credit card and getting $48. What is it? 48 packages.
Hey, she's trying the ways of the olden times.
The olden bartering. Days. Bartering, yes. Back those days. All right, well, there you go. That's your dummy of the week. And again, if you would like to read a story on the air and get some Lou Malnati's, that kind of pizza. Lou Malnati's pizza. It's a win-win situation. Find a link to a funny dummy story. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Say, I'd like to read this on the air. Dan will organize it. You'll be on the radio. You will read the dummy story, and you will get you some Lou Malnati's pizza. So there you go. All right, let's try this one out for size. So when I'm in your neighborhood,
F-bomb. Out of context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
That's right. It is time for Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7 whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it makes you giggle and it's dirty. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. Dan, what do we got?
We begin with Kevin. He heard this one of Esmeralda.
He's not
good at it.
Oh, wow. All right.
Wild Bill emailed this one of you.
You know, his shorts were getting full. What were we talking about there?
The eagle that had landed on the baseball player's shoulder.
Oh, right. Okay. And yeah, I would imagine his shorts were getting full.
Wild Bill and Colin sent in this one of Esmeralda.
Yeah, he was in and out. He was real quick.
Well, was that on my show?
I tried to save myself, too.
Was that on my show?
It was, yes.
What were we talking about?
The Charles Bradley concert she attended.
Oh, God, that one didn't even, you caught it, Esmeralda?
I was trying to say, but then I just ruined it either way.
I didn't even know that, man. I didn't even catch that one. That's why we have such great listeners who are listening closely. All right.
Another one of Esmeralda from Peter and Decatur.
That's not that hard, Nick.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. That's a good one. All right.
Joyce and Kathy and Antioch heard this one of Steve Cochran.
My hands are going to be very busy.
Oh, I like that one. Okay.
Deanna and Brian emailed this one of Lou Manfredini.
Oh, it makes your wood happy.
Come on now! You must enjoy that one, huh, Esmeralda?
Do you think he knew?
He must have.
Had any idea?
He must have, Mr. Manfredini. Oh, brother. Should we do one more?
Brian also sent in this one of Lou.
Uh-oh.
So I was just playing with it here.
Shall we break here?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll finish up Straight Out of Context. We got Nick D Show Spies and then Fly Jams Friday. All coming up. We've got a break here for weather and traffic. F-bomb.
Out of context,
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, context.
That's right. Straight out of context. We do it every Friday. You listen to the radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything, you can pull out of context. It sounds dirty. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And let's get back to it, shall we, Dan?
We shall. Right. Eric heard this exchange between Hannah Stanley and Dave Schwann. Oop, hang on one second.
All right.
Take two.
All right.
You're going to have to walk me through this. I've never been able...
You'll be able to do it just fine.
Jeez. Oh, Schwanny. All right.
Brian and Kelly from Elgin emailed this one of Dean Richards.
We were whipping it out there yesterday.
Oh, come on now. Come on. I mean, please. Was that on Cochran Show? Of course it was.
Mm-hmm. Kevin sent in this one of Andrea Darlis.
We'll get it in today.
Oh. Okay, Andrea. All right.
Eric heard this one of Orion Samuelson.
Oh, big O.
My friends all jump on me for this.
I always love it when Big O is on the Straight Out of Context.
Well, you're in luck because Brian emailed this one of Orion.
I've never eaten it, and I probably never will.
What were they actually talking about that he won't eat? Because Orion eats pretty much anything.
Yak meat.
Yak meat?
Yak meat.
Oh. He also doesn't like kale, right?
Mm, yes.
And spinach? He doesn't really like green vegetables, if I remember correctly. So, all right.
Tim sent in this one of Wendy Snyder.
They were never soft. They were so hard.
Right. Oh, my God. All right.
Brian heard this one of Dane Neal.
Maybe we'll eat some on the air.
Well, go ahead, then. Okay.
Brian also emailed this one of Wendy.
I'd like to look at them. I don't like to eat them.
Come on, now. All right.
Jesse sent in this one of Tom Appel.
Does that feel normal? Does that feel good?
Oh, man. That was pretty creepy. I have to admit, that was pretty damn creepy.
He's caring, that's all.
No, I know. I mean, you know, Tom, obviously, great guy, massive professional, but that sounded pretty creepy, I have to say. Okay.
Jesse heard this exchange between Dave Bennett and Andrea Darlis.
I didn't get anything.
I didn't either.
What were they talking about? What did poor Dave and Andrea not get?
So when you walk up the ramp here to the Tribune Tower, there's a couple vents coming from various furnaces and air conditioning units and things like that. And sometimes they
drip. from the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so there's some condensation on the pipes, and so
yeah.
Steve got hit by a couple of drips. Mary Vanderbilt got hit by a couple of drips, but Dave and Andrea were spared.
Was this yesterday? Day before yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got nailed on the way in.
Oh, there you go.
Nice big drop right on my neck. Very pleasant.
Call it.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. You got one for next week, Dan. Or yep. Actually, this show, we've got like four or five of them from what we've been doing for this show. All right. Well, there you go. Keep your ears peeled for filth and then let us know about it. All right.
What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like
hey.
Someone took your plans away.
Spies like us.
Yeah. Ah, yes. Nick D Show Spies. This is another one of our regular Friday features where you guys listen 24/7 whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity. You become a spy, jot down all the information, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, let's find out what happened.
Just one clip this week, very short. Spies were Brian, Diane of Naperville, and Kathy in Antioch. Cochran's text question of the day was things you miss. A listener texted in about Jack in the Box, and you were mentioned.
224 Jack in the Box tacos. Don't they make those still?
I don't know.
We don't have Jack in the Box here, but don't they make Jack in the Box tacos?
Nick DiGilio said they did.
Maybe this guy moved. I miss where I used to live.
Yeah. They don't. Well, we don't have Jack in the Box. They continue to make the tacos, which I love, and they are the best, and they're fantastic, deep-fried, greasy, and crusty, and awesome. But you can get facsimiles, as we've talked about before, very, very close to the genius of the deep-fried Jack in the Box tacos. You can get them at Burger King. I haven't been there for a while, but I used to be able to get them at the Burger King on Western at the Kennedy across the street from the City North Theater. That Burger King, I can tell you, I have eaten those tacos at that. Oh, geez, that's going to show up on the thing too. I can't even say eating tacos anymore. I have eaten those very, very similar to the Jack in the Box tacos. I've eaten them at that Burger King. So if you are craving the very distinctive, greasy, lovely flavor of the Jack in the Box tacos, you can get a facsimile at Burger King. Okay, that was my
there
public service. That was my
four texter. Hopefully you're up listening.
Yeah. So there you go. All right.